Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, if you look on the RNIB Connect Radio website, you'll see some audio from a recent Action conference in which Alan talks to the lovely Leslie Ngani, who's on the phone with me now. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Are you?
Very well, very well. Now, first of all, tell us, you're from Action for Blind People. Tell us who the Actionaires are.
The Actionaires will be our multi-activity club. So we've got 22 of them all across England, and they do lots and lots of different activities for young people aged 4 to 16, and their friends and siblings can come. So we do things like, you do the sport that's adapted, so things like football, athletics, sound tennis, but then we also do things like pizza making, chocolate workshops, a bit of skiing, horse riding, stadium tours, all sorts.
Now, at the moment, there are some residentials going on. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we've got a really big packed summer full of residentials. So we've got two different types. So this week, we've got three residentials taking place across the country. So these are our action activity breaks. And these are residential holidays for 8 to 17-year-olds. And we just split them up into different ages at different locations. And it's, the key thing about it is it's letting the young people spend time with the peers, and it really helps them to promote their independence. You know, they're away from mum and dad, they're having to get dressed and shower and get their own, you know, chopping their own food, things like that together, and just developing all them skills. So I'm actually in Loughborough at the moment, and we've got one here at the moment, which is the Stanbell Centre, and that's for our 12 to 17-year-olds. And then over in Somerset, at a centre called Mill on the Brew, we've got one going on for 10 to 15-year-olds. And then if you go all the way up to Lancashire, we've got one over in Burnley at the Whitehall Outdoor Education Centre, and that's for the younger 8 to 12-year-olds. And then we've got another one next week over in Worcestershire for the 8 to 12-year-olds as well.
Are they pretty noisy at night?
Yeah, the first night, obviously, you know, that excitement and first night nerves and stuff. Staff don't necessarily get to bed early on those nights, but to be honest, they're so action-packed that, you know, by day two, the young people are shattered, and, you know, if they're staying up late, they know it impacts on them doing the activities the next day, so they need their energy. So, to be honest, they're generally really, really good, and they write their own rules on day one as well, which normally says what time everyone should go to bed and have lights on.
Now, how much would that cost?
These ones vary. We've got the younger ones, which are for the 8 to 12-year-olds. They're a three-night residential, and they cost £180. And then the ones for the 10 to 15 and the 12 to 17-year-olds, they're five nights, so they're £300. But we're lucky to get support from Victa. So if a child's registrable is with sight loss, families can apply for funding from Victa to go towards the cost. So that's, you know, really good. And, you know, a lot of families do use that service.
And what sort of activities do take place?
Oh, absolutely everything. They're doing the usual. Most of them are at like outdoor activity centres, things like that. So they'll be doing any sort of sport, climbing, a bit of zip wire, high and low ropes. We've got water sports on. We've also got some go out for day trips to like a local town. The older ones doing a little bit more independent. So this week they're going to be going actually shopping and buy groceries to make their own tea, which will be really good, you know, for like their independence. And then the even, you know, nighttime entertainment, so they'll do quizzes. Always want to do a talent show. so, yeah, lots of fun. And we try and, you know, cater for that, for what they want to do and meet the needs.
Now, those are the activity breaks, but there's also Vision England.
Yeah, this is a great project that we've got. We managed to secure funding for the next 5 years. It's from a funding pot called Our Bright Futures. And these are residentials. They're at three locations. So they're starting the 15th of August that week, right for the next 3 weeks. So we've got one over in Shrewsbury, one in Cumbria, and one in Surrey. And they're in partnership with the Field Studies Council over at their centres. Now, this this particular project, it's 14 to 17 year olds, but they don't just come to one residential. We go to three residentials over the year. So we've had the first residential in the Easter holidays. So now these young people are coming back. So it's like a development programme. So they're coming back during the summer for residential two. And then they've got the third residential in October. So it's really, really good, you know, to develop those independence, the social interaction. There's a big focus on this with the environment. So they're working towards the John Moore Award, which, you know, hopefully they'll all achieve in October, which will be, you know, a great thing for them to put on the CV. But we're also looking to get the experience and support them to look, you know, at sharing the skills that they've learned. And it might be that they do some voluntary work or work experience back when they get home as well. So, you know, it's a really, really good project. So obviously, we've got the young people for this year, but we're about to open the application for the next year anytime now.
That's what I was going to say. You're starting back up in September. So if anyone wants to find out more, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, well, if they've got access to the internet, if they go on to our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk, and if they look at the support tab on it, and then they can click the children and young people and families, and specifically for the residentials, we've got an activity break and a Vision England section on there, so they can click on those and it'll tell them how to apply, all the dates, etc. But there's also an event page within the service, so they can click on all the children, young people and families events and find out what's going on in the local area.
Fantastic. Leslie,
Sorry, no, I was just going to say, but if they can't get on, find that on the internet, they can give me a call as well on 01642233439.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.